This is a container that 100% protects the fatty acids in the product from rancidification in accord with the discoveries that have been put forth by the Fraunhofer Institute in Germany. This is the only bottle in the marketplace that 100% blocks the light from 450 to 720 nanometers. So not only do you get the best grown, but you're getting a product that is protected from the moment of its production to its consumption by you. 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. All right, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Let's go right to the phones. Let's pick up Eddie in California, and he's got some questions about uric acid and triglycerides. So are you there, Eddie?
Yes, I am.
Okay, buddy. And so tell me, how old a man are you?
I'm 40.
Okay. And where do you live in California?
Well, I live in Claremont.
Okay, good. All right. And how much do you weigh?
About 225.
Okay. So have you had an issue with uric acid for a while? Or?
Yes, and okay. My doctor has prescribed medication for that.
Yep, and that's a very good idea. But it's also a good idea to try to see what organ and gland is involved and what you can do for the body to support its best structure and function. And so with regard to uric acid, you're looking at an issue for kidney. Okay, so to me, you're looking at an issue of possibly an injury, a blow, a trauma that may have occurred to either the back of the head, these are the most common sites, or the tailbone, or the sacrum. And if any of these areas have been injured 20, 30 years ago, very commonly they're an interference field that can impair the energy flow to kidney and years later end up showing that we need to support kidney. In the immediate present, you can support kidney directly. You're such a big guy, you're going to need about 4 kidney complex per meal. I'm sure your doctor has also told you you should avoid high purine-based proteins. Translated to English, things like sardines, tuna fish, organ meats, anything very high in this special kind of purine-based protein, okay?
Now, is that only animal protein or just or any kind of protein that has high purines? Because I've heard it was just animal protein.
I would disagree with that. I'd say any source of high purine-based protein.
Okay.
That would include nutritional yeast. That's what you're thinking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good thinking. No, you don't get off the hook. And you only make yourself worse, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the question that we really have to ask is we want to find that interference field. We want to figure out how to medibody pack that so we can eliminate the issue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd have to do hands, feet, and then get up there and do wherever this was. And if you're in Claremont, California, there are a number of well-trained QRA people in Redlands and all through that area. So you should be able to get someone who can test you and see what's the fluid and what's the fastest, fewest number of packs to get up and get that interference field eliminated for the kidneys. Now, sometimes there are other issues here as well. Sometimes for the kidney, you may need something like heart nano detox to clear whatever may have gotten into the kidney. And so this is something to look at too. And at your body size, you're probably going to need about 6 teaspoons per day. You'd mix that in probably a quart of water and sip it after breakfast. I would recommend that somebody test you to be sure that is the main event. And once that's taken care of, and if that is the main event, of course, then I would want to make sure you're on the HCL detox kit so you can digest your food really well and that nothing can get from the food to the kidney again. That's the key, the best that I can tell. And so for you, at your age, probably 4 HCL and 2 activator end of meal will be plenty. I would get a couple of Quantum Digest to take with the start of the meal, okay? Whereas the HCL and that would be end of meal, okay?
Okay, so...
And that's most likely how much of this starts. You know, if you become very salt deficient, then you can't make HCl. Then all manner of junk in the food has carte blanche to the body anywhere it wants, okay? And that's how this game usually gets going. So what we want to do is make sure that can't happen again and then go chase down the mess, okay?
Okay, because I heard that it could be like gallbladder, liver flushes that could help to clear it up.
I don't see how because the issue is really the kidney, okay?
Okay.
And so that's where you want to keep your focus. And I would say when you're talking about cholesterol or triglycerides being high or low, you're definitely talking about the liver and the gallbladder because it's the gallbladder that, in its release of bile, precipitates excess cholesterol from the blood, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that we're looking for. Now, obviously, most of America, the diet is pretty hard on the liver and gallbladder, so just about everybody has problems with the liver and gallbladder and really needs to do some flushing there. Now, in honesty to you, triglycerides are a little bit different. See, the cholesterol is, you know, straight the fats and straight the bile flow. Triglycerides, a little trickier. These guys are very sensitive to sugars. So if we're consuming a lot of simple sugar, whether it's fruit juice, jam, jelly, honey, wherever it's coming from, it's still sugar. And it can push the triglycerides. So we want to look at and maybe put a lid on the total amount of simple sugars, restricting yourself to whole fruit, no dried fruit, eliminating white flour, white sugar, so that the load for the liver and gallbladder is reduced and pancreas. And I'd be working on those. But again, heart nano detox can be a help not just at kidney, but also at pancreas.
Okay.
And so the more you talk and the more I look at it, the more I think that that's going to be a winner for you.
Cool.
Okay.
What about one last thing, the medication? Can I take the kidney complex with that, you think?
Well, kidney complex is food. So can you take food? Absolutely. Okay. Got it?
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks so much, Eddie.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. We're taking your nutrition and health-related calls. Let's go to Chris in Fort Collins, Colorado. And she's got a son who has got some issues with headaches. Are you there, Chris?
I am. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome. And how old is your son?
He's 15.
Okay. And so he's getting some headaches here and there, huh?
Well, when he exerts himself.
And where do the headaches come?
On the top of his head. They're kind of a pressure pulsating kind.
Huh. And have you had anybody check him out?
No. This has only been going on just this week.
Huh. Well, it's kind of an unusual thing because it's so localized. Might be a good idea to have this checked more thoroughly.
He did just get braces.
Ah. Okay, well, they're torquing his skull, so it's not uncommon to have some headaches. You should ask the orthodontist, and I suspect that's quite normal then.
Okay.
You could, you know, do some support for the veins and arteries like Invisivane. That might be a little bit of help, but I think that there's usually some extraordinary explanation for something like that.
Okay. I did have one quick question also, Dr. Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having blood vessels. I've had a couple just on occasion burst in my hand. I get a really bad pain, and then I can see a purple spot, and it's really sensitive to touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
old a woman are you, Chris?
I'm going to be 40.
40, okay. Well, typically the integrity of the artery and vein may be a question here. So the first thing you'd want to do is get on something like Invisivane.
Okay.
And it sounds like if this is true for you at 40, it may be a help, too, to your son.
Okay.
And typically you only need two of these at breakfast. You do it for about 2 months.
Okay.
And that usually peaks the blood level. And thereafter, you just take one at breakfast.
Oh,
so
wow.
So it's a pretty darn good deal. Developed in Spain and actually, its claim to fame is preventing these little varicocytes by strengthening the integrity of the vein and the artery.
Okay.
And so you may stay pretty as well. How's that for a deal?
Oh, nice.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.